A couple years into being in the membership of the Port Washington Fire Department, I don't remember exactly when, I'm going to say it's 97 or 98. It was a very, very cold winter night, and a call came over for a house fire on Bernard Street in Port Washington. And I will never forget that night. That was one of the first nights I really, you know, saw what this was all about. And basically, there was a home where multiple families were living in different rooms. You know, they were, we assume, renting rooms from one person. And part of those rooms included the attic. And I never forget her name. Her name is Melissa Castillo. And she and her grandmother passed away that night in a fire that some are still not sure how it started. And just seeing that baby, lifeless young child, she wasn't a baby, she was maybe 4 or 5 years old, that's a baby, but she wasn't an infant, should I say, young girl, and come out of that house doing CPR on her, and watching the men taking out her grandmother and doing CPR on her. And you know, you're young, you're 20, you're 21 years old, and you know, we come from a world where we don't see that. We have members in the fire department now that I've met that have come from countries like El Salvador and Guatemala and all these other countries, and these war-torn countries that young children see war all the time. We don't see that. And we don't see, you know, this, we have sophisticated fire alarm systems and building construction. We don't see that like they saw in their countries. And to see this just burning building, and then all of a sudden all the fire trucks started sounding their alarms, which basically in our department, that means get out. It's unsafe, just everybody get out of the building, and it's going to have to burn. We're going to have to, they call it surround and drowned, which basically means the trucks from the outside will just try to fight the fire. Nobody in the building, I get chills just thinking about it. Nobody in the building is safe, get out. And those horns started blowing and the snow was coming down and it was cold and those lifeless bodies went by, and that's not easy for young people to see. It wasn't easy for me.